Our trip to Takaka. Well, we went to Takaka for the weekend, and there was the spring. Yes, the spring. It has the purest water in New Zealand. It flows directly from the core. And we could see under the pure water with this mirror thing. And there was this eel. Yes, this eel swimming from right to left like a reel of silk ribbon, like a pennant waving, you know, a pennant with teeth, and an eye like a silver stud among all this pondweed. And there were all these bubbles. Each one was like a little world rising in its sleek skin. And then we went to see the goldfields. Yes, goldfields. And there were these caves and scrubland. They'd stripped the hills till the ground ran red. And we went into one of the caves, and there was this young man sleeping on fern fronds, meditating to make the earth well. He had his dog with him. Yes, his dog. That's how we knew he was there. The cave was deep, like an ear, or a belly button. It was deep and damp, and we heard the dog bark down in the dark, and a young man saying, "Be quiet!" The clay in the cave stuck to our hands like dry blood. We gave the young man a bread roll. Yes, a bread roll, with cheese and egg. And we said, "Well, good luck with the meditating and everything." He said, "Yeah, well, he was going to give it his best shot." Then we drove home. Yes, home, the place where we live. And I think it felt a little better. Yes, just a little better after our trip to Takaka.